యశోదనందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరవనచారీ యశోదనందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరవనచారీ జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరనామ సంకీర్తన కీ జై గ్రంథరాశ్రమద్భాగవతం కీ జై అంతకోటి వైష్ణవ భక్తవృంద కీ జై హరే కృష్ణ
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
హరే కృష్ణ. టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 12 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 2.
త్వం తు రాజన్ మరిష్యేతి త్వం తు రాజన్ మరిష్యేతి పశు బుద్ధిం ఇమాం జహి పశు బుద్ధిం ఇమాం జహి న జాతా ప్రాక్ అభూతోద్యా న జాతా ప్రాక్ అభూతోద్యా దేహవత్వం ననంక్షతి దేహవత్వం ననంక్షసి త్వం తు రాజన్ మరిష్యేతి పశు బుద్ధిం ఇమాం జహి న జాతా ప్రాక్ అభూతోద్యా దేహవత్వం ననంక్షసి. త్వం తు రాజన్ మరిష్యేసి పశు బుద్ధిం ఇవాం జహి జాతా ప్రాగ భూతోద్యా దేహవత్వం ననంక్షసి. త్వం తు రాజన్ మరిష్యేసి పశు బుద్ధిం ఇమాం జహి నజాతా ప్రాగ భూతోధ్యా దేహవత్వం ననంశసి త్వం తు రాజన్మరిష్యసి బుద్ధిమిమాం జహి నజాతా ప్రాక భూతోద్యా దేహవత్వం ననంశసి.
సో వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్, త్వం యు, తు బట్, రాజన్ ఓ కింగ్, మరిష్యే ఐఎమ్ అబౌట్ టు డై, ఇతి దస్ థింకింగ్, పశుబుద్ధిం యానిమలిస్టిక్ మెంటాలిటీ, ఇమాం దిస్, జహి గివ్ అప్, నా నాట్, జాత బాన్, ప్రాక్ ప్రీవియస్లీ, అభూత నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్, అద్య టుడే, దేహవత్ లైక్ ద బాడీ, త్వం యు నా నంశసి విల్ నాట్ బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పాట్ బై ద హంబుల్ డిసేబుల్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదంత సంశీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ఓ కింగ్, గివ్ అప్ ద యానిమలిస్టిక్ మెంటాలిటీ ఆఫ్ థింకింగ్ ఐ ఆమ్ గోయింగ్ టు డై. అన్లైక్ ద బాడీ యు హ్యావ్ నాట్ టేకెన్ బర్త్. దేర్ విల్ నాట్ ఏ టైమ్ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్ వెన్ యూ డిడ్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ అబౌట్ టు బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్. పర్పాట్: ఎట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో, దట్ వాస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 19 వర్స్ నెంబర్ 15, కింగ్ పరీక్షిత్ స్టేటెడ్ తమ్మోపయంతాం ప్రతియంతు విప్ర గంగాచ దేవి దృతచిత్త మీషే విజోపసృష్ట కుహక తక్షకోవా దశత్ అలం గాయత విష్ణుగాత. ఓ బ్రాహ్మణస్, జస్ట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ మీ యాజ్ ఎ కంప్లీట్లీ సరెండర్డ్ సోల్ అండ్ లెట్ మదర్ గ్యాంజెస్, ద రిప్రజెంటేటివ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, ఆల్సో యాక్సెప్ట్ మీ ఇన్ దట్ వే, ఫర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ టేకెన్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ టు మై హార్ట్. లెట్ ద స్నేక్ బర్డ్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ మ్యాజికల్ థింక్ ద బ్రాహ్మణ క్రియేటెడ్ బైట్ మీ ఎట్ వన్స్. ఐ ఓన్లీ డిజైర్ దట్ యూ విల్ కంటిన్యూ సింగింగ్ ద డీడ్స్ ఫర్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు, డీడ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు. ఈవెన్ బిఫోర్ హియరింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, కింగ్ పరీక్షిత్ వాదే మహాభాగవత, ఎ గ్రేట్ అండ్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, దేర్ వాజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ నో యానిమలిస్టిక్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ విత్ ఇన్ ద కింగ్. బట్ ఫర్ అవర్ సేక్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి ఈ స్పీకింగ్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ టు హిస్ డిసైపుల్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ స్పీక్స్ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ టు అర్జున ఇన్ భగవద్గీత. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనాశలాకయ చక్షురుణ్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపాగదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సుజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాం సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రధాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యస్య కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతీతానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద
శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరే కృష్ణ, గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ టు ఆల్, వెల్కమ్ టు అవర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ మై గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ టు ద అథారిటీస్ ఫర్ గివింగ్ మీ ఎన్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు సర్వ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే. సో బిఫోర్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ పర్మిషన్ అండ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ అండ్ దోస్ డివోటీస్ హు ఆర్ ఆల్సో వాచింగ్ ఆన్లైన్. సో ఆఫ్టర్ స్పెండింగ్ for 7 days Shri Sukadeva Goswami, now he is going to conclude his teachings to Parikshit Maharaj. So in the last 7 days, starting from second canto verse 1 chapter 1, Sukadeva Goswami began to instruct Parikshit Maharaj in order to help him attain the highest perfection. So here in the 12th canto, in the first 3 chapters, Shri Sukadeva Goswami talked about how the nature of time, the effect of time can be seen in the form of the degradation of dharma in Kali Yuga. Because Parikshit Maharaj is the first king in the Kali Yuga. The moment Lord Krishna departed from this world, Dwapara Yuga ended, Kali Yuga started. Understanding that Lord Krishna departed, the Pandavas made Parikshit the king and they also departed. So Parikshit is the first king of the Kali Yuga. But just rule after ruling for 25 years, he was cursed to die. At the age of 35, he became the king. At the age of 60, he was cursed by Sringi, the son of Shamika Rishi. So he might have had a thought that, I could have ruled for some more time. So in order to dismantle that desire of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami describes about what is going to happen in this Kali Yuga. Even if you stay for few more years, few more decades or few more centuries, what you will see this only. So why you want to stay here? In somehow or other, in order to generate that feeling of detachment in him, he speaks about how dharma deteriorates in Kali Yuga. The first chapter talks about how the kings, the kshatriyas, forget dharma. The second chapter talks about how common people forget dharma, how they become attached to sinful activities. And third chapter talks about Mother Earth realizations. Mother Earth is the constant witness of everything that is happening since the time of creation. And she tells her realizations. And ultimately concluding that, chapter 3rd, Sukadeva Goswami concludes saying that, in spite of Kali Yuga having unlimited faults, Kalair Dosha Nidai Rajan, Asti Eka Mahan Gunan, there is only one good quality. That is, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajit. By taking shelter of Lord's holy name, the description of chanting and hearing of Guna Rupa Lila and Nama, one can overcome the influence of Kali Yuga and go back to Godhead. Having mentioned that, matlab, he mentioned about the difficulties and the lower tendencies of Kali Yuga, and he also gave the solution for the people of Kali Yuga. Then in order to conclude the subject matter, in the 4th chapter, as he promised, as was requested by Parikshit Maharaj, in order to understand the nature of time, how time works, Sukadeva Goswami described the 4 types of annihilation. Nitya Pralaya, Naimitika Pralaya, Atyantika Pralaya and... Nitya Pralaya, Naimitika Pralaya, Prakrutika Pralaya and Atyantika Pralaya. So having spoken about those four kinds of annihilations, even if one wants to stay in this middle world, there is something called Pralaya. In the form of death as per one's karma, or that annihilation which takes at the end of Brahma's day, at the end of Brahma's lifetime. Forget about all these things. Just focus on Atyantika Pralaya. That is what is important, attaining ultimate liberation. So expanding from that, now in the last chapter, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is giving his final conclusions. It is the final verdict of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. So that he speaks in this chapter. This chapter is very small, only 13 verses, and he speaks hardcore philosophy. Complete jnana. So now, yesterday it was the first verse. His Grace Nityananda Chandra Prabhu spoke about it elaborately. And today it is the second verse in which Sukadeva Goswami is saying that Tvantu Rajan Marishyeti Pashubuddhim Imam Jahi. Imam Jahi, my dear king, please overcome this lower tendency of thinking yourself. A person made up of body, like animal thinks, itself made up of the body. Pashu buddhim. Thinking oneself to be the product of three modes of material nature, thinking oneself to be with the body is pashu buddhi. Please give it up. Please overcome that lower tendency. So don't think that you are going to die in 7 days. Because Sringi cursed that in 7 days, let this king who dare to offend my father by garlanding him with a dead snake, let him be bitten by a live snake and die. So that was the curse pronounced by Sringi. And so for hearing that curse, Parikshit Maharaj renounced his kingdom. He made his son Janmejaya the next king and he took shelter of Ganga. And when he took shelter of Ganga in order to perform that particular event called as Prayachitta or Prayopavesh, it is actually called in Mahabharata Prayopavesh, but the fasting till death. So he wanted to fast for the next 7 days so that he can leave his body in a peaceful way. So then understanding that something wonderful is going to happen, the sages from the entire universe, the sages who are living in Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, Satarishi Mandal and Swargaloka everywhere, they are all assembled on the bank of Ganga. When they all came there, then after receiving them, after making them seated comfortably, then Parikshit Maharaj submits his plea to unto them. He says that Tammopayantam Pratyantu Vipra Ganga Cha Devi Dhrutachitta Meeshe. My dear sages, please understand that I have completely given up all my attachments. Now I have completely taken shelter of Mother Ganga. How? Dhrutachitta Meeshe. Which? One-pointed determination. Then what? Vijo Upasrishta Guhaka Takshakova. Vija Upasrishta. Whatever creation, whichever creature is going to come by the curse of Sringi, let it bite me. Let it kill me. I am not disturbed by the bite of the snake bird. But I just want to hear from all of you the glories of Lord Vishnu. Alam Gayata Vishnu Gata. Dashat Alam Gayata Vishnu Gata. Just I want to engage myself in the next 7 days hearing Krishna Katha, which will be spoken by all of your lotus mouths. So this was the request. But herein says that, let the snake bird can come and bite me and let me lie. No problem, I am not worried about my death. Just I want to use these 7 days in hearing Krishna Katha. So taking that as a reference, here Sukadeva Goswami, he heard long back, before he came only he spoke, Sukadeva Goswami keeping that in mind. Now he is telling that, don't think like a person of less intelligence. You are not the body. Which had the following qualities? What are the qualities of the body? Jata. It takes birth at a particular time. But you have never taken birth. You as Atma never take birth. Na jata. And na prag abhuto. Prag abhuto. It did not exist previously. The body in which we are living, it was not there previously. My date of birth was 25 January 1983. So this body was not there on 24th. Or before that. In the visible way. 24th January of 1983. So something like that. Prag abhuto. It was not there before your birth. But, na prag abhuto. Atma was there before the body of birth of this body. You, as Atma, were existing before the birth of this body. And, adhya Dehavatvam na nangshati. And today, here is telling that today is 7th day. Maybe very soon, in few minutes later, your body is going to die. But you are not going to be died. Adhya, now or today, Dehavatvam na nangshati. You are not going to die. Your body, which was not there before the birth, and it will be going to be destroyed in few minutes later, it was there all the while. But you are there before. You are there now, you will be there in the future also. Don't think in terms of body and talk about birth and death. So this Sukadeva Goswami speaks at the end of Bhagavatam. But Lord Krishna speaks this in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna surrenders to Krishna, Karpanya Dosho Pata Swabhava Prachamitam Dharma Sammoda Cheta Shishya Seham Swadhimam Tam Prapannam. So please accept me as disciple and please teach me what is good for me, what is not good for me. That time Lord Krishna, very first verse, he kind of chastises Arjuna. Asochan anvashoshatvam prajnavadamcha bhashate. గతాసు నగతాసుంచ నానుశోచంతి పండిత. ఏ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ విల్ నెవర్ లామెంట్ ఫర్ ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ. ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్ ద లైఫ్ ఇయర్స్ విల్ పాస్ అవే అండ్ ద పర్సన్ విల్ నెవర్ లామెంట్ ఫర్ ద సటిల్ బాడీ. అలాంగ్ విత్ ద లైఫ్ ఇయర్స్ విల్ అకంపెనీ ఇన్ టు ద నెక్స్ట్ బాడీ అండ్ దే నైదర్ లామెంట్ ఫర్ ద సోల్ ఆల్సో, బికాస్ సోల్ నెవర్ డై, నెవర్ టేక్ బర్త్. సో డోంట్ స్పీక్ లైక్ ఏ పండిత అండ్ బిహేవ్ లైక్ ఏ అపండిత. సో ఇన్ ద వెరీ ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ చాస్టైజెస్ అర్జున. దెన్ ఇట్ టెల్స్ నత్వివాహం జాతునాశం నత్వం నేమే జనాతిప నచవేన భవిష్యామ సర్వే వయ మతాపరం. సో ఇ సేడ్ దట్ ఐ యూ అండ్ ఆల్ ద కింగ్స్ అసెంబ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ దేవర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్ దే ఆర్ దేర్ నో దిల్ బి దేర్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ డోంట్ వరీ. ద బాడీ హాస్ బాండ్ ఎట్ వన్ సర్టన్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్, ఇట్ విల్ డై ఎట్ సమ్ అదర్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. డోంట్ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ద బాడీ. సో సంథింగ్ లైక్ దట్ విత్ ద సేమ్ థీమ్ హియర్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఎడ్యుకేట్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ సో దట్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ట్రేస్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్స్ మైట్ హ్యావ్ ఫర్ ద బాడీ ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఇట్ విల్ బి రిమూవ్డ్. బట్ ద ఆచార్యస్ అండ్ హియర్ ద కామెంటేటర్స్ మెన్షన్ దట్ యాక్చువల్లీ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి ఈజ్ నాట్ స్పీకింగ్ టు పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్. దిస్ వర్డ్స్ ఇట్ విల్ సే దట్ ఐ హవ్ గివెన్ అప్ ఆల్ మై అటాచ్మెంట్స్, ఈ ఆల్రెడీ గివెన్ అప్ అటాచ్మెంట్, ఈజ్ డూయింగ్ ప్రాయోపవేశన్ ఆఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు ఫాస్ట్ టిల్ డెత్, హీ హాజ్ నో అటాచ్మెంట్ ఫర్ ద బాడీ. A person who is fasting, the only thing which can satisfy him is food or drink, water. But he is not taking any food or water. That means he is not attached to body. Sukadev Goswami, what he is speaking, not for Parikshit Maharaj, but for all those who are going to hear Bhagavatam or who were hearing Bhagavatam at that time in that assembly. So in that way, Parikshit Maharaj's great position has been indicated in this verse. So this is some details about this verse. So now, so just I would take this opportunity in order to come to the conclusion that why Sukadeva Goswami is speaking this chapter at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. So why he is speaking the so much elaborate knowledge topics about jnana, etc., etc. So before coming to that, let us go through references of Bhagavad Gita. Then I will try to draw parallels between Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the last portion so that we will understand why Sukadeva Goswami is speaking this particular topic here in the last chapter at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavad Gita we have 18 chapters. So out of 18 chapters, the middle most chapter, which is chapter 9 and 10, the two chapters which are in the middle, the last verse of chapter 9, wherein Lord Krishna says that మన్మనాభవ మద్భక్తో మధ్యాజీ మాం నమస్కురు మామేవేషసి యుక్తైవం ఆత్మానం మత్పరాయణ. సో అకార్డింగ్ టు ద వేరియస్ కామెంటేటర్స్ ఆఫ్ వేరియస్ వైష్ణవ కామెంటేటర్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత, దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత. దిస్ వర్స్ ఈజ్ ద వెరీ ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ ద సేమ్ వర్స్ కమ్స్ అగైన్ అట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ మోర్ వర్డ్స్ ఆల్సో కమ్స్ విచ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్. సో బట్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఈస్ ద మెయిన్ ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎంటైర్ భగవద్గీత. దేర్ ఈస్ ఎ వండర్ఫుల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ గివెన్ బై శ్రీ విష్ణు చక్రవర్తి ఠాగూర్ అబౌట్ దిస్ వన్ పర్టికులర్ వర్స్. సో లెట్ మీ డిస్కస్ ఫర్ వన్ ఆర్ టూ మినిట్స్. సో వేరిన్ శ్రీ విష్ణు చక్రవర్తి ఠాగూర్ సేస్ దట్ మన్మనా భవ మద్భక్తో మధ్యాజీ మాం నమస్కురు. సో భవ మద్భక్తో ఈ సేస్ దట్ సో ఇన్ ఎసెన్స్ now I want to teach you something very very important. So how to practice that bhava mad bhakto? In order to practice that, first you should have a qualification. What is that? You should become a devotee. You cannot practice this by being a jnani or yogi or karmi. Bhava mad bhakto, first become a devotee. Okay, Arjuna says, okay my dear lord, I have become devotee, then tell me what should I do. Manmana, offer your mind to me. Dedicate your mind to me. For what purpose? Contemplate about my pastimes. Always think about my pastimes. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayor. Always think about the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So, though in the verse Lord Krishna indicating that manmana, but the import is that not only offer your mind unto me, offer your intelligence, offer your ahankara, offer your chetana. The four internal senses, which are called in Sanskrit as antahkarana. Karana means senses, antah means internal. The four internal senses, offer them or engage them in my devotional service. Offer your mind contemplating upon my pastimes. Offer your intelligence understanding the meaning of Shastra, contemplating on the meaning of the Shastra. Janma karma chame divyam evam yote tatvataha. Tatvataha. Try to understand them with tatvataha using your intelligence. And offer your ahankara. Wow. Identify yourself as my devotee. Don't identify yourself as I am a human being, I am this, I am that. Forget about all the identities. Sarvapada vinurmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. So identify yourself as my devotee. And finally, chitta. Chitta is invest your chetana in my thinking about my nama rupa gunalila. So like that, Lord Krishna indicating. Engage your internal senses in my devotional service. Then next, manmana bhava madbhakto. And then become my devotee. Then what should I do by becoming devotee? Engage your jnanindriyas and karmendriyas in performing all my devotional activities. Use your ears hearing Krishna katha. Use your tongue speaking Krishna's holy name, speaking Krishna katha. And like that, every sense which you have in your body, use your hands for decorating the lordship, making the garlands, decorating the temple, cleaning the temple, like that. So many other things that can be performed using your five senses and using your five jnanendriyas and five karmendriyas. Whatever can be done, do it in relation to me. That is mad bhakta. And then mad yaji. Then worship me with all the objects of worship. Except ourselves, our personal, our atma, body and subtle body, grass body. Everything that is there in this universe, it is nothing but tanmatra for us. Everything that is there in the universe is an object of enjoyment for us. That everything in this world, every person, every object will act for us. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa and gandha. This table is there. I get sparsha. I use this object in various things. But and like that, all of you are there. I am able to see. I will be able to hear. I will be able to accept service. So it's in that way. Everything that is there in your possession, maybe world may not be in your possession, but whatever is there in your possession, use it in my service. Otherwise, you will use it for your own enjoyment. Whatever enjoyment we can think of in this material world is nothing but the combination of Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. These are the five things a person tries to enjoy in this material world, nothing more than that. So instead of enjoying yourself, engage them in my service. And then Mam Namaskuru, use your body which is made up of earth, water, fire and ether in my service. So if you do these four things, that means whatever is there in your possession, there is nothing in your possession other than these four things. If you offer everything that you have with you in my service, then I will offer myself to you. Mam Evashasi Yuktaivam Atmanam Matparayana. Atmanam Matparayana. Considering me to be your life and soul, your if you worship me, offering everything that you have with you, I will offer myself to you. So indirectly Lord said that, Mama Ivashasi, you will come to me. After coming there, what will I do? Yuktaivam. You will be in my constant association and you will serve me in one of the four principal rasas. Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya and Madhurya. So that was the result which Lord Krishna is promising to anyone who engages in devotional service. So this is the final essence of Bhagavad Gita. The final teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you have engaged in my service, as a result, I will offer myself to you. I will make you the resident of my own abode. I will make you the leader or lord of my abode. For example, we can see, when Dhruva Maharaj performed bhakti, the Lord is so much pleased. Lord gave his own abode to Dhruva Maharaj. Because Dhruva Maharaj was seeking something which is superior to that of Brahma. So Lord was staying in Polestar, Dhruva Loka. It was known previously as Vishnu Pada, the abode of Lord Vishnu. But when Dhruva Maharaj performed bhakti as in a very young age, the Lord is so pleased he gave him whatever he has to Dhruva Maharaj. Since then it became known as Dhruva Loka. Otherwise it is Lord Vishnu's own home. So same way any devotee performs bhakti, Lord makes them as the king of Vaikuntha. So that is the way Lord reciprocates. So this bhakti which Lord teaches here in this 9th chapter is the highest secret, the highest teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this particular teaching is further kind of summarized in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So in the 12th chapter, when Arjuna asks the question that evam sarata yuktaye bhakta swam paryupasate echapi aksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittama. I want to know who are the best devotees among all the types of devotees you have described in the previous 11 chapters. You talked about many variety of devotees in the previous chapters of Bhagavad Gita. I want to know who is the best among them. So, who is the best among them? Though Lord Krishna mentions in the second verse. So before that, we'll try to see what all the different processes, different types of sadhanas that Lord Krishna taught in the previous. Actually 10 chapters. 11 chapters is only about description of universal form. There is not much about sadhana. So, Lord Krishna says in the eighth verse, Mayeva mana adasva. Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Nivashishyasi mayeva ata urdhamna samshaya. So whatever we just discussed, manmana bhava madbhakto, that manmana where we have taken that offer your mind, intelligence, ahankara and chetana, here Lord Krishna extends it to two. Mayeva mana adasva. Engage your mind in my service. Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Invest your intelligence in my devotional service, understanding my pastimes and my tattva, etc., etc. So, then he says that if you do that, nivashushyasi mai eva, ata urdhamna samshaya. After death, you will come to my spiritual abode, you will become one of my eternal associate, and you will stay with me in the spiritual world, serving me in one of the four rasas. Dasya Sakya Vasalya or Manaturya. So, this Lord Krishna expects 100% investment of our mind, intelligence, ahankara and chetana. If one cannot do 100% of focus upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Lord says, if you cannot do 100%, then do this at least. Atachittam samadhatum nashaknomi maistiram abhyasa yogena tato maam ichchaptum dananjaya. With a desire to attain me, maam ichchaptum dananjaya, then what you should do? Abhyasa yogena tata. You practice to come to 100%. If you are situated at 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, if your mind is wandering here and there, intelligence is not focusing upon tattva, if your ahankara is not able to identify yourself, getting deviated by other identities of this world, your consciousness is deviated here and there, focus, help yourself, practice, take shelter of repeated practice, and come to the 100% of devotional service. That is called Abhyasurupa. So then, if you can't do that, then next, what you should do? Abhyasepi asamartopi. If you are not able to do that, the mind is still wandering, mind is troubling so much, intelligence is troubling so much, ahankara is troubling so much, no problem. Matkarma paramo bhava. Perform devotional service, engaging your jnanendriyas and karmendriyas, which will give you the highest benefit. Matkarma paramo bhava. Then it says that, Madartam api karmani, perform all activities for my seva, for my enjoyment. Kurvan siddhim avapyasi. You will attain perfection. No problem. So if you see, in this verse Lord Krishna indicates that what exactly Arjuna is supposed to perform, or anybody who is reading Bhagavad Gita, want to follow Bhagavad Gita. Mat karma paramo. Mat parama karma. There are so many karmas are there in this world. But parama karma, that supreme most karma, performing which you will attain the highest perfection. Just like Sudha Goswami describes in Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, Savai Pumsha Paro Dharma, Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje. There are so many dharmas for the living in this middle world. But the Paro Dharma is that dharma which is meant to be for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu Adokshaja. By engaging in that dharma, what will happen? Savai Pumsha Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radokshache Ahetuki Apratyata Yeatma Suprasidati. So they will eventually come to the state of Prema Bhakti. By engaging in Sadhana Bhakti, they will come to the Prema Bhakti. That Parama Bhakti indicates, Paru Bhakti indicates Sadhana Bhakti. Same way here, Mat Karma Parama indicates Sadhana Bhakti. If you are not able to do Bhakti with the using the internal senses, you do at least with the external senses. Even though mind is wandering here and there, you can still engage your hands and legs and the body and the senses. Even though in 1 hour class the mind is wandering here and there, at least 30 minutes you can hear. Other 30 minutes mind may be taking us here and there. Like that, you can take. So engage your senses, jnanendriyas, karmendriyas in my service, by which also you will attain perfection. So if you can't do that also, no problem. Ataita dapi asaktosi kartum madhyoga mashrita. Sarva karma falatyagam tatakuru yatatmaman. If you are not able to do this also, engaging your jnanendriyas and karmendriyas in my service, being dedicated to me, then what you are supposed to do? Kartum madhyoga mashrita. Take shelter of that yoga which is performed as an offering to me. Here madhyogam indicates take shelter of nishkama karma yoga. If you are not able to do sadhana bhakti, at least perform nishkama karma yoga. How to perform nishkama karma yoga? Sarva karma falatyagam. Perform the activities according to your own interest. When Lord Krishna mentioned in the previous verse, it got mat parama bhava, mat karma paramo. The paramakarma indicates shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, etc. Of course, smaranam goes into the first part. The shravanam, kirtanam, archanam, dasyam, etc. All these angas are part of mat karma parama. If you are not able to do every activity for my sake, then do activities according to your psychophysical nature. Do your varnashrama duties, but offer results to me. That is nishkama karma yoga. At least do that. So Lord Krishna kind of giving a gradual hierarchy of different ways of performing various sadhanas. So then, in conclusion, Lord Krishna does that. Shrehoi jnanam abhyasat jnana dhyanam vishishyate dhyanat karma falat tyagam tyaga shantir anantaram. Shrehoi jnanam abhyasat. Better than performing nishkama karma yoga. Matlab, you start with nishkama karma yoga, but don't stop there. So better than performing nishkama karma yoga is to engage in jnana. Okay, perform jnana. But better than performing jnana is performing dhyana, ashtanga yoga. So by the performance of jnana, one might come to the platform of Jivan Mukta or Brahmabhuta platform. By performing ashtanga yoga, one will come to the platform of samadhi much quicker. Jnana will take long time, but ashtanga yoga will take lesser time compared to jnana. So that is best in that sense. So then, but there is a problem. If somebody takes to the practice of jnana or ashtanga yoga prematurely, instead of attaining perfection, they will actually lose the goal. They will miss the goal. So in that sense. So then Lord Krishna says that, instead of prematurely taking to jnana or ashtanga yoga, it is better to continue to perform nishkama karma yoga for a long time. So that he mentioned the next two lines. Dhyanat karma falat tyagas, tyagas shantir anantaram. Instead of performing dhyana, the premature ashtanga yoga, perform nishkama karma yoga for a long time. By that performance of nishkama karma yoga, the heart becomes freed of all material desires. If someone takes to sannyas and performs jnana, or someone takes to vairagya and goes to forest, performs ashtanga yoga prematurely without completely eradicating all the material desires, while performing jnana, while performing ashtanga yoga, the material desires may come up. So when I give up that process, come home again. So that is like a big loss. So instead, stay home, perform nishkama karma yoga for a long time. When the heart is freed of all the desires, then perform jnana, then perform ashtanga yoga. With that performance, very quickly you will attain liberation. Shantir anantaram. Shanti means liberation. As Lord Krishna indicates in the fifth chapter, if you see the chronology of Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter Lord Krishna talks about sakama karma yoga, nishkama karma yoga. With the perfection of nishkama karma yoga, they are qualified to practice jnana yoga. That is mentioned in the fourth chapter. But Arjuna asked the question in the fifth chapter. Tell me one thing, perform nishkama karma yoga or jnana yoga? Then Lord Krishna says that, instead of taking to jnana prematurely, perform nishkama karma yoga for a long time. Then with the purification of the heart, you are qualified to practice either jnana or ashtanga yoga. If you practice jnana, you will come to the platform of Jivan Mukta. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmano Kavi Astini Sunni Chaiva Svakecha Pandita Samadarshana. You will be seeing Atma everywhere. You don't see the external coverings, the material bodies. That is kind of perfection of jnana. But if you take to ashtanga yoga, then what will happen? Bhoktara Mijnatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhurdam Sarva Bhutanam Jnatvamam Shanti Mruchati. By the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, you will understand one thing. It is me who is the Yajna Purusha, the enjoyer of all the Yajnas performed by Nishkama Karma Yogis. It is me, the enjoyer of Tapasya performed by all the Jnanis. It is me who is the Lord of the entire world. It is me who is the Paramatma, the object of worship of Yogis. And it is me, he the Brahman, the object of worship of Jnanis. And Suhurdam Sarvabhutanam. It is me, Bhagavan, the object of worship of the devotees, who actually the well-wishers of the entire world. By preaching about bhakti, they will help every living entity attain perfection. He whoever knows that I am the object of worship of Nishkama Karma Yogis, Jnana Yogis, Ashtanga Yogis and devotees, as Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan and Yajna Purusha, they will very quickly, instantly attain liberation. Jnatva mam shanti marchati. Shanti refers to liberation. The Ashtanga Yogis generally desire for Sahajya Mukti. That Mukti will be obtained very easily if you come to this conclusion. I am the object of worship of everyone. So that's how we can see there. So that is how here all the different sadhanas are mentioned. So in mentioning this, we can see the same verse. Herein says that bhakti which is performed by mind, dana we can take, is called smaranatmika bhakti. That is the best form of bhakti. Just little bit lesser than that is mananatmika bhakti. Bhakti performed through one's intelligence. And little less than that is sadhana bhakti. Bhakti performed by karmendriyas and jnanendriyas. And little less than that is performance of bhakti mishra yoga. Then bhakti mishra jnana. Then bhakti mishra karma. That is nishkama karma yoga. So this is how the gradation is being indicated in Bhagavad Gita. So in one sense, the Bhagavad Gita ends with 12th chapter. Because starting from the 3rd chapter, which is nothing but Lord Krishna elaborating whatever he spoke in the 2nd chapter. In 2nd chapter only Lord Krishna spoke everything. But since Arjuna asked a question in order to help him understand more, Lord Krishna elaborates whatever he spoke in the 2nd chapter. 3rd chapter it speaks about Nishkama Karma Yoga. 4th chapter it speaks about Jnana Yoga. 5th chapter, for a person to attain perfection very easily, very quickly, perform Nishkama Karma Yoga a long time, then practice Jnana, then practice Ashtanga Yoga, you will attain perfection. So this is one side, the traditional yoga system. But then Lord Krishna says, Tat Shrunu, but I will speak to you something different than this traditional, regular process of perfection. That is Bhakti Yoga. You can perform Bhakti on the platform of Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti, and then Ananya Bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti and Yoga Mishra Bhakti, these three things Lord Krishna explains in chapter 7 and chapter 8. They are like sadhana bhakti. Engaging our senses, external senses, Jnanendra Karmendra in the service of Supreme Lord. And step by step attaining perfection. Chapter 7 and 8 talks about it. And in chapter 8, Lord Krishna talks about how they attain perfection, where they will go, what they will attain. He also talks about side by side, how the perfection will be obtained by those who are practicing Nishkama Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga, one after the other. How they will attain perfection, also that is also mentioned in the 8th chapter. So 8th chapter, Bhagavad Gita is over. The elaboration of 2nd chapter. But 9th and 10th, Lord Krishna speaks on his own. Though Arjuna did not ask any question, with a desire to give the highest secret of bhakti. Rajavidya, Rajaguyam, Pavitram, Idamuttamam. This is Rajavidya, the topmost education, the topmost knowledge. It is Rajaguya, which cannot be understood by anyone by reading the Vedic literature on their own. Since people cannot understand, I will teach you. Please listen to this. So there in the 9th chapter and 10th chapter, Lord Krishna speaks about Ananya Bhakti, which has no trace of karma, jnana, incense. They don't overflood the path of bhakti. So in that way, 2 chapters, Lord Krishna speaks about Ananya Bhakti. The glories of Ananya Bhakti performing with one's internal senses. The result of that bhakti is becoming Lord Krishna's closest associate in Dasya Sakya Vasalya, either in Aishwarya or Madhurya, in one of the 2 modes. So that's how Lord Krishna speaks about this particular thing in the 9th and 10th chapters. But Arjuna asks about the universal form, he speaks about universal form in the 11th chapter and 12th chapter, it kind of gives the first process, the first 6 chapters and the second set of processes, in the second 6 chapters, what is the comparison between those two? Which one stands where, etc., etc. Having proclaimed that the Ananya Bhakti the best. Then Bhagavad Gita is over, in one sense. But the remaining six chapters, Lord Krishna only elaborates some of the topics which he briefly touched upon in the previous six chapters. That is jnana. There is a reason for that. Lord Krishna intentionally keeps bhakti in the middle of Bhagavad Gita. The most important form of bhakti, the Ananya Bhakti in the middle of Bhagavad Gita in the 9th and 10th chapters. Any common reader of Bhagavad Gita, by reading Bhagavad Gita, they will understand that first one should perform karma, then one should perform bhakti, then one should perform jnana, by which one will attain liberation. Moksha Sannyasa Yoga, which is the conclusion of entire Bhagavad Gita, the 18th chapter. Generally, the last chapter will be the conclusion of entire scripture, whichever book it is. The last part of the book will be the conclusion of that entire subject matter. So, a normal person will think like that. So, first let me do karma, then do some bhakti. By doing this karma and bhakti, I will become qualified to practice jnana. Then I can attain moksha. Even, not only Bhagavad Gita, many other Vedic literatures, the four Vedas and all other Vedic literature also describe bhakti like this only. They don't discuss bhakti openly. They actually keep bhakti secretly. They don't speak it to the people in general, like publicly. They speak to bhakti only to the most qualified people, to the closest associates. Just like Goshtipurna did not reveal the mantra to Ramanujarya. After making him visit for 18 times, the 18th time he revealed that mantra. So like that. So that, because it is Raja Guhyam, it is the highest secret. So this is mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam Indo Gita, where it is mentioned that Veda Brahmartha Vishayas Trikanda Vishaya Ime Paroksha Vada Rishaya Paroksham Mamacha Priya. Lord Krishna is speaking to Uddhava. He says that Veda Brahmatma Vishaya, the Vedas talk about Brahman. Atato Brahma Jignyasa. Whoever has Brahma Jignyasa, they can approach the Vedic literature, so they will get the knowledge of Atma. Brahma Atma Vishayas. How they will get that knowledge? Trikanda Vishaya Ime. The Vedas describe the knowledge in three portions: Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Upasana Kanda. Various people get knowledge according to their desire. Then Paroksha Vada Rishaya. Vedas never describe bhakti directly. They only talk Upasana Kanda. Upasana Kanda is about the worship of various personified form of different devatas. While describing the worship of all the devatas, Vishnu worship is also discussed. So person does not come to the conclusion that worshiping Vishnu is the highest worship. He said that, okay, no problem, worshipping other devatas and Vishnu is all Upasana Kanda only. That's okay. So that's how Vedas keep bhakti as the highest secret. They don't reveal it very easily. Paroksham Mamachapriya. Paroksha Vada Rishaya. This is how the Vedic seers, the Vedic sages and the Vedic literature hide bhakti. And Paroksha Mamachapriya. Even I also like that. I also don't want to describe bhakti openly. That's why Lord Krishna describes bhakti in the middle and then speaks jnana at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. So Sukadeva Goswami is thinking that, Bapre, I made a big mistake. Lord Krishna himself is not speaking bhakti openly and Vedic literatures are not speaking bhakti openly and the great sages are not speaking bhakti openly, but from the first verse till now, I have spoken bhakti openly. I have kind of denied the practices of karma, jnana, yoga. Tapasvino jnana para yashasvino manasvino mantra vidha sumangala kshemamna vindanti vinaya darpanam tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. The performance of jnana, performance of karma, performance of yoga, performance of other dana dharma activities, religious activities, they will never attain perfection if they don't perform all these activities as an offering to Supreme Lord. Bhakti is the internal element of all the practices, whether it is karma, jnana, yoga. The result will be obtained only by bhakti, not by the process itself. As long as bhakti is there as an integral part in those processes, they will get perfection. Otherwise, they are all useless endeavor only. As the devatas pray to Lord Krishna, who is in the womb of Devaki, Yen Arvindaksha Vimukta Manina Tvayashta Bhava Davishuddha Buddhaya Haruya Krishrena Param Padam Tata Patanti Yado Anadata Ishmadangaya. If the jnanis, if they practice jnana without giving any regard to your form, telling that your form is made up of Maya, the form of Bhagavan, the form of various avatars, is a form made up of the material nature in the mode of goodness. That kind of people, because they have offended your transcendental form, even though they may think that they have attained highest perfection, they will fall down. All their endeavors will be useless. They will not attain perfection. Shrama evahi kevalam. Whatever one may endeavor in karma, jnana, yoga without bhakti as integral element, all their endeavors are useless. But from the very beginning I have spoken about bhakti. In order to perform karma, jnana, yoga, a person need to have qualification. Karma yoga cannot be practiced by anybody. It needs some qualification. One need to be having good mode of goodness to practice that. Jnana yoga means one need to be in renounced order. Ashtanga yoga also one need to be kind of renounced. Any ordinary person cannot practice. But bhakti, there are no bars. There are no barriers of bhakti. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha abira shumba yavana kashadaya. Ye annacha papa idapashraya ashraya shuddhanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Even kirata, suna, sandra, sabira, shumbas, yavanas, kasha, adayat, and papa jivas, anybody can practice bhakti without any qualification. Kirata, huna, andra, they can never imagine to practice karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga in their life. Because they are not qualified to practice these things. But still, they all can practice bhakti at an highest perfection. Tevai vidanti atitaranchita devamayam, srishudra huna, sabara, apipapa jiva, yeti adbuta kramaya kama parayana shila shiksha, tiryak jano kim uta shuddha dharanaya. So it goes further. What to speak of human beings of this lower order? Even animals, tiryak jana, if they serve a devotee, they will attain perfection. Then shuddha kim uta shuddha dharanaya. Then what to speak of human beings who can hear and understand practice? They will attain perfection very easily. So I have spoken about this bhakti throughout Bhagavatam, denying karma, jnana, yoga. And ultimately, the topmost, the crest jewel of among all the devotees, the Vrajavasis, have been glorified in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam for 40 chapters. Not one chapter, not in one verse. 40 chapters elaborated talks about the bhakti of Vrajavasis. Lord Brahma was so much astonished. Aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajakosam. Yen mitram paramanandam purnam brahma sanatanam. That sanatana Brahma, who is complete personality of God as Sri Krishna, became the friend of the Vrajavasis. The Vrajavasis does not even know that he is the Paramatma, he is Bhagavan, he is Brahman. And they are thinking that he is my friend, he is my son, he is my lover. So that is what is happening. Nemam virinchi nabavo apyanga samshaya prasadim lebiro gopi etat praha vimuktida. Mother Yashoda had the opportunity to serve Lord Krishna directly. This facility is not even given to Brahma, not even given to Shiva, not even given to Mother Lakshmi also. At most, Mother Lakshmi can massage the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Brahma can offer prayers, Lord Vishiva can meditate upon Lord's pastimes. But Mother Yashoda fed Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is eager to have Mother Yashoda's milk. Just because Mother Yashoda kept Lord Krishna aside from giving her breast milk, Krishna became angry and broke open that butter pot. So, what is the great position of the Vrajavasis? Who, just for the sake of Krishna, this one pastime indicates what is the level of bhakti the Vrajavasis perform. In Gokul, because so many demons are keep troubling Krishna, Balram and all the small children, they thought that this entire place is haunted by ghosts. This is not safe for our children, especially for Krishna and Balram. Let us go to some other place. The entire village shifted from Gokul to Vrindavan. Can anybody go? If there is a problem to one child, the entire village will tell that, hey, aapka bachche ke karan hamara pura gaon problem mein hai. Aap jao, bahar jao. The entire village will boycott them. But the entire village escorted Nanda Maharaj and they all went to Vrindavan. In order to reciprocate with them, in order to fulfill their desire, Lord Krishna became their child for 1 year, not one day or one night. He became their child. He became their calf. For the cows, not only ladies of the Vrindavan, gents of the Vrindavan, even for the animals, the cows also, he became their child. So bhakti brings Lord Krishna under complete control. The parakashta of bhakti is, Lord Krishna says that, naparameham niravadya samyujam, svathadu krutyam, vibhudayu shavyapi. My dear gopis, I will never able to repay you for what you have done for me. Gopis, for the sake of Krishna, in the dead of night, they have given up all the household restrictions, household responsibility. They went to Krishna for Krishna's satisfaction. That is the level of surrender shown by the Vrajavasis. Whether it is maybe gopas, elderly gopas, elderly gopis or young gopis, everyone of the same category. So this is, if the devotees display that kind of bhakti as it is mentioned by Manmanabhava, Madbhakto, Madhyaji, Mam, Namaskur, whatever they have, they are surrendered to Lord Krishna. Krishna surrenders himself to them. Lord Brahma was astonished. If you have given to Putana the position of mother, what you will give to all these Raja ladies and Raja gents and the cows? They have become your mother for 1 year. They have become your parents for 1 year. What is there for them? I don't have any clue that what you are going to give them. So like this, the glories of bhakti is vividly described by Sukadeva Goswami all over Srimad Bhagavatam. So now Sukadeva Goswami remembered this. Are Babra, kya kya mene? Lord himself does not speak about bhakti gloriously. I spoke out of bhakti without any bars. So I should do something. Let me hide something by speaking little jnana. Since I have already started with Ashtanga Yoga in the beginning when Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj asked that, Atapurchami Samsiddhim Yoginam Paramam Guru, Purushase Yetkaryam Riyamanase Sarvada. Please tell me what is the highest perfection and what is the means to attain the highest perfection for a person who is about to die. So Parikshit Maharaj starts with perform Ashtanga Yoga. You perform Ashtanga Yoga, you attain perfection immediately, quickly. 7 days is enough, more than enough. And then he talks about bhakti at the end in 2 shlokas. 2 chapters he talks about Ashtanga Yoga and 2 shlokas he talks about bhakti at the end of the 2nd chapter. For any person who reads the 2 chapters, they will think that Ashtanga Yoga is the highest form of process to attain highest perfection. But in between I spoke about bhakti elaborately, now I have to hide bhakti. So any normal person who reads Bhagavatam from the beginning to end, so in order to attain highest perfection, one need to practice Ashtanga Yoga, that is mentioned at the beginning. The starting point is, which tells what is the object of the book. And the conclusion also talks about the objective of the book. So he speaks about jnana here. The entire last chapter is dedicated to the process of jnana. He is not speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, but he is speaking to those who does not give highest regard to bhakti. Those who think attainment of Sayujya is the highest perfection, the practice of Nishkama Karma, jnana and Ashtanga Yoga is the highest process for their satisfaction. For, in order to keep them at a far distant, Sukadeva Goswami speaks about jnana in this chapter. And by the way, Sukadeva Goswami also had one intention. Generally, whenever a devotee is please Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu immediately offers, may you take moksha. Devotee says, my dear Lord, I don't want moksha. Mujhe moksha nahi chahiye. Mujhe aapka aur aapka bhaktun ka seva chahiye. This is the desire of all the devotees. Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, in the 4th canto we can see Prajitas. They always ask, they don't ask moksha. They only ask association of your devotees so that I can serve them. And then I can serve you. So, whether Parikshit Maharaj really understood what I have spoken through the entire Bhagavatam? Will he also have the same consciousness as that of Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj and Prachitas? In order to test his disciples' understanding, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami also speaks about jnana at the end. So this is how Sukadeva Goswami concludes his Bhagavatam. So that's how this last chapter speaks about jnana. So though the verses are very technical, but the intention is this. In order to hide the glories of bhakti, he speaks about this. So I just wanted to speak few thoughts about this understanding. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you in a small way. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Antakoti Vaishnava Bhaktavrindiki Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.